This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
All right, Monday afternoon, and we're going to work our way to another weekend, and Friday's going to be here before you know it. I can promise you that. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. I posted a picture of myself in the Gulf on Saturday afternoon. I'm in it's the Gulf of Mexico to me, but I just posted a picture of me in the Gulf and then asked the question, have you changed from calling it the Gulf to the Gulf of America? And what I notice is, you know, I called it the Gulf, and I think most of us call it just the Gulf, and we don't go out of our way to say the Gulf of Mexico. But the people who go out of their way to say Gulf of America are trying to make a political point. They're trying to kind of brag about what they represent, and they might argue that they believe that it should be the Gulf of America. I don't know why. Again, I looked at three different assessments, and two out of the three said that Mexico has more of a coastline with the Gulf than America. And this was just an ego move on the part of Donald Trump to, I think, give this false. This is an opportunity to give a false sense of security of what it means to be an American. I mean, like, there aren't more important things to worry about. But this was an ego move. And if I'm going to give it the full name, I'm going to call it the Gulf of Mexico. And I hope nobody's offended by that. When I was in the Alvin's Island stores, there's a lot of Gulf of America stuff for sale. And even the sign, the sailfish sign when you're in Pensacola. No, let's see. No, you're in Gulf Shores. When you're in Gulf Shores and you've crossed over Pensacola Bay and you're in Gulf Shores and then you turn to go to Santa Rosa Island, man, I remember this when I was a kid, that sailfish sign is still there and they have Gulf of America on there. If they want to call it that, that's fine. But I posted this picture on Scoot on the Air Substack, and I hope you join me there and become a subscriber. Just download the Substack app and join Scoot on the Air. And then it's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where I got a lot of comments and a lot of people have tuned in. Here's a comment from Taylor. This is on SOTA Facebook. I'm in Pensacola with my family right now, and I swear if I see you, don't be afraid if a woman with four kids starts running at you to say hi at the beach. No, that would be okay, Taylor. The four kids might scare me a little bit, but I don't think you would. Tim says, the Gulf. Susan says, as long as I don't have to get in it, it can be called anything they want. Let's see. Tim says Pensacola calls it Gulf of America. Oh, there's a picture of the sailfish sign That, yeah, says Gulf of America. Well, I mean, let's remember, you know, this is a very, very red part of Florida, the Florida Panhandle. I mean, this is like an extension of Alabama and Georgia, which are right there. So this is a very conservative part of the country, and they're appeasing the conservatives who go to Pensacola Beach. I think if the left made as much noise as the right makes, I think they would probably reconsider, because they might be losing some dollars if people really cared. And I don't think people care enough. I mean, if Pensacola wants to call it the Gulf of America, look, I love going to Pensacola. I'm going again next month. And I'm not going to let them calling it the Gulf of America stop me from going. I mean, that would be stupid. Here's a comment from Brian. It's the Gulf of Scoot. The water is full, and so is Scoot of himself. Just kidding. I don't mind what someone calls it. Stephanie says, offended by calling it its real name, question mark. Well, Stephanie, the real name is Gulf of Mexico. It was named in the 1500s. So it's been changed. The new name is Gulf of America. Let's see. Here's a comment from Gina. It's the Gulf of Mexico. You are correct. And then there are more comments. But really, we refer to it as the Gulf because there's no other Gulf. It's not like we have to distinguish Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of... We don't have to distinguish it from any other Gulf. So we generally refer to it as the Gulf. I don't recall people saying, yeah, man, we took our kids to Fort Walton and Destin, and, man, the kids were in the Gulf of Mexico. No, people say, yeah, the kids were in the Gulf, and it was just great. And I think about my kids, my grandkids coming next month. We're going to Pensacola, and they will enjoy being in the Gulf. But again, some people are going out of their way to announce their politics by saying, we're going into the waters of the Gulf of America. And by the way, God, I love that area. I spent a summer there, the summer of 1969. I was in Pensacola for 3 months, and I had a job. I got a job at the convenience store on the beach. It's now a Circle K, but I used to work in that store. In fact, I went in there just to walk in there and see what it was like. And my God, that store was so much bigger when I was 17 years old and working there. I couldn't believe how small it was. But I guess that's just my perception. And there wasn't all that stuff around it that there is now, the wharf and all of that stuff. But I love that area. It's a great area. What I didn't know, and my brother told me this, because my brother has a boat, so we went out in his boat for a bit. Pensacola Sound. Now, that's the area from Gulf Breeze. We cross Gulf Breeze. You cross over Pensacola Sound to get to Santa Rosa Island. It's only like 15 feet deep. I mean, I would have thought that sound is like, you know, 50 feet deep. There's a channel there that might be 20 feet deep for some larger, you know, boats that go through there. But it's only like, you know, 15 feet deep, which is, you know, pretty shallow for a big body of water like that connected to the Gulf of Mexico. Okay, so we've been talking about the Epstein files a little bit. We've been talking about President Trump just doing things to distract from the Epstein files. And we're talking about the president saying that he was going to use his power and maybe stop the owners of the Washington Commanders, the Washington Commanders, if they don't change their name back to the Redskins. He's threatening to use his power as president to stop them from building a new stadium, which is what they want. And I think this kind of bullying is very scary, that a president thinks that he can control this, especially when Donald Trump said at one point when Obama was president that presidents have more important things to do and focus on, and that it's nonsense for President Obama to try to influence, to try to talk the Redskins into changing their name. And there was a lot of sensitivity about Redskins and Native Americans. I don't want to resurrect that debate. It's not necessary. The conversation is about how scary it is that a president of the United States decides that he's going to use his power to force a team to change its name. I just think that's scary. I think this is just a strange mentality. We've also been talking about the cancellation of the Stephen Colbert show on CBS and got a call earlier from someone who says he knows. And he says that the show costs $100 million a year to produce, and they take in $70 million in revenue. Now, I'm going to have to double-check those figures, but it was a caller we had from Nashville. And he says he knows somebody. He knows the guy behind the guy, and he was able to get those figures. As I pointed out to him, this loss, if this has been going on for a while, it's obvious that this has been going on for a while because it just doesn't suddenly start losing money. But a lot of times networks will keep shows because it helps showcase the network. They're proud of this show, which is number one among the broadcast late night talk shows. And Stephen Colbert definitely had an audience, and now his show is coming to an end. I believe, this is my opinion, that was part of the deal with Donald Trump's lawsuit. Donald Trump doesn't like people who make fun of him, and nobody likes that. I mean, I don't like that. I mean, it happens. I kind of have to laugh it off, but President Trump is very fragile when it comes to this, and he wants to do what he can to stop things, even if it means infringing on the First Amendment. And the First Amendment gives somebody the right to make jokes about the president of the United States. And this particular president just gives a lot of fertile ground to comedians, where Joe Biden didn't give much. Obama gave some, but not too much. George W. Bush didn't give that much. Bill Clinton gave comedians a lot. Ronald Reagan gave comedians a lot. Jimmy Carter was a pretty serene, kind of boring president. Gerald Ford fell down a few times. Richard Nixon gave comedians a lot of jokes. So, you know, I mean, this has been going on forever. And if you don't want people to make fun of you, then don't be president, because you don't have to. It's a choice people make. All right, let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages. I know. You read them and it's like, really? Really? Because this is what some people are thinking.
I know that there are some of these text messages that are being written by people who are smarter than what they're texting in.
They must be.
They must be. And it reminds me very much of the statues conversation, where almost more than anything else, I saw people just missing the assignment completely. You know, we're not even debating the same thing. We're not talking about two sides of an issue. It's like we're talking about one side of an issue, and you've walked into the room with a traffic cone on your head, and you have no idea what we're talking about. In that spirit, here's a text that says, "Hey, Scoot, if I remember correctly, Obama bullied the Redskins into changing their name. We're trying to reverse wokeness. I think Native Americans want the Redskins back. You can always find some who'll oppose it. They'll get the attention."
I don't remember that. Do you?
I remember.
I remember Barack Obama suggesting, trying to convince them. But to say bullied, I don't remember Barack Obama as president talking about using any kind of presidential power to force them to do it. Either you do this or I'm going to use my presidential power to do something to punish you. That's the part I don't remember.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Obama, along with many, many other people,
countless civic
organizations, other sports teams, countless numbers of Indian tribes and Indian, you know, indigenous people, groups, nonprofits, the D.C. City Council asked for this. I mean, it wasn't just Obama that said, "Hey, maybe you guys should change their name." And he wasn't just picking on the Redskins either. He said the same thing. We should not really be using indigenous people's, terms from that for our sports mascot.
Right.
And certainly in the case of the Redskins, certainly not Redskin, which is a slur, which is very different from the Cleveland Indians or the Atlanta Braves. Washington Redskins, we don't say Redskins in this country anymore. We don't use that as a way to describe other people. Certainly not first world Native American indigenous people. That's a slur. So they should have changed the name. They did change the name. And to the texter's point, if I remember correctly, you don't. You don't remember correctly.
No, you don't.
The record shows that you are wrong. And any person with, you know, two fingers can go look this up. Go look at the number of, you know, advocacy groups, civil rights and religious organizations, the political groups, the Washington Post, all sorts of magazines, sports writers, commentators, journalists, as a whole country, we were demanding this change. It was not the president saying, well, if you don't change it to the Commanders, I'm going to take away your stadium. That's not what happened.
Yeah, because I think they're playing in Landover now, because RFK Stadium was destroyed. Historic place. In fact, I think that's where the Beatles played their first American concert. Oh. And anyway, they're playing in Landover, and so the goal is to get it back to D.C., because it's the Washington, D.C. team, and they thought it would be better if it's in D.C. But yeah, but Barack Obama didn't threaten them in any way, but Donald Trump is threatening them that if you don't do this, then I'm going to maybe block your new stadium. I mean, this is the kind of threats that come from Donald Trump, and for a president to use these kind of threats, I guess even though he can, I mean, this all is continuing to paint the picture of a man who thinks like a dictator.
And here's a text, and this is all kind of coming together in a sort of synergistic way as we're also talking about the name change to the Gulf, right?
Right.
Here's a text that says, well, you have no problem with renaming Lee Circle, but because you must stick to your liberal narrative, you have a huge problem renaming the Gulf of America. You are so see-through.
No, I explained why I wanted to be the Gulf of Mexico. I explained that out of three reports, two reports show that Mexico has a greater border. Plus, it was named the Gulf of Mexico in the 1500s, long before America. I mean, the Pilgrims didn't even arrive until, what, 1620? Mm-hmm. So, this country wasn't even founded yet. It's established, and I have no problem with that. I don't think America has any claim to it. In fact, up to 3 miles off, it belongs to everybody. So I just felt like this was part of an ego trip on the part of Donald Trump. And based on that, I'm going to reject it and call it the Gulf or the Gulf of Mexico, but I'm not going to go out of my way to say the Gulf of America.
We took down those statues.
Oh, yeah.
We renamed those streets because those men were traitors to this country. The Gulf of Mexico did not wake up every morning thinking about how to defeat the United States in military combat. The Gulf of Mexico did not wake up every morning thinking, how many members of the United States Army can I kill today? As did Robert E. Lee and Beauregard and the rest of them. These are not people just think that we're just changing names because we like changing names. No, we're changing names because they're not representative of who we are as a people and the things that we value.
Yeah, and if you're against the statues coming down, then and you want to be for slavery and you want to honor those who are for slavery, then just say it. I mean, just admit it. But the statue, the reason for that is totally different from renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. It's an ego trip. But there are a lot of people. It doesn't take much to make them feel like Americans. They don't feel like Americans when they do the right thing and they act like Americans and talk like Americans. They want to wear a T-shirt, that says that they're American by wearing a Gulf of America T-shirt. And there's plenty of that to buy there. And if you want to buy that and wear it, I don't care. I'm not protesting any of that. But I'm going to refer to it as the Gulf or the Gulf of Mexico. So that's it. All right, we got to get to a break here, but we're going to come back with more. If you have a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And I remember when this song first hit the air. This is the Carpenters. And this song was number one on this day in 1970. And that was just before I was getting into radio. So when I got into radio, this is one of the songs that I was playing. And, I know it's kind of corny because a lot of their songs were just really hokey and chicken pop, chicken rock. But Karen Carpenter had just such a pure, beautiful voice that I love their songs. I'm Scoot on the air, and this is WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On this day in 1989, the movie UHF premiered in theaters across the country, written by Weird Al. This is one of the songs he wrote from the movie. Weird Al, really talented. That was a funny, funny movie. What was the name of the fireman played by Michael Richards?
Oh, I don't know the name.
Fireman, but the fireman, he's time for a drink of water, and he had fire hose. And
fire hose.
Shot this kid in the mouth with the fire hose, giving him water.
5 years old, I don't know.
I mean, there was some funny stuff in the movie, and it was kind of like an underground TV station. I don't know what happened to UHF stations. UHF stands for ultra high frequency, and they were really, you know, lesser known TV stations in the past, but we had a few here in the New Orleans area. And this was all about this, you know, really low budgeted, low revenue TV station. And they were just desperate for programming. And Weird Al came in and ended up being the program director. Do we have the bit about the Spatula City? All right, this was one of the commercials that aired on the UHF TV station. All right, that's Weird Al Yankovic, the movie UHF, hit movie theaters on this day in 1989. I didn't see it at the theater, but I've watched it since then, and it's a funny movie. I mean, if you're looking to laugh tonight, go check out the movie UHF, and if you haven't seen it in a while, you might want to check it out again. Let's go to Brian in Houston. Brian, thanks for tuning in Houston. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot. Kind of wanted to comment about the Redskins, just like, I guess, President Trump just thinking he can rename everything.
Yeah.
So I grew up in Lethal, Louisiana, which is right next to now named Fort Pokagon, and kind of know there was when President Biden went and was renaming all the military bases, he renamed Fort Johnson.
Right.
And now Fort Polk is back to being Fort Polk, but it's not named after the same person because Trump ran around law. But, you know, just wanted, you know, just to show, like, how much he's trying to take away from, you know, whatever the Democrats are doing and just trying to make it about him. And, you know, it's you kind of alluded to the fact that his people are stupid or don't really care
I didn't say they were stupid. It seems like Donald Trump thinks they're stupid because he says one thing and then he'll turn around and say something completely different, as if they're so dumb they don't remember what he said the first time.
Yeah, but I mean, just going around to that point, the people that were upset about the name getting changed don't even care that the name was changed to a different Polk. To a different General Pope.
Right.
Like, they don't care that it's not a Confederate general anymore. They just care about the fact that the name's back to Fort Polk.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like they were upset because it's erasing history, but now that the name's back the same, nobody cares that.
Well, technically,
still erased.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right.
And, you know, just going with this Redskin stuff, and like you said, it's a derogatory term, and my personal opinion is I think the Commanders kind of goes pretty well with Washington, kind of like how the Dolphins go with Miami and yeah. the Seahawks go with, I mean, even the Saints go with New Orleans.
Yeah, the president is the president's a commander in chief.
Yeah, so
I mean, there's a lot of other things that we could have. There's other things we could have named the team, or they could have named the team, being in Washington and being around the politicians. But some of those names really wouldn't go on, you know, on broadcast media because, you know, they would be ugly.
Yeah. So I just wanted to kind of comment about, like, that whole situation. And then I've been listening to your show for quite a while. First time I ever called in, but I think a lot of people just show truly how shallow we've gotten as a human race when they make comments about, you know, your appearance or, you know, just not even taking, like, your point of view into, like, perspective, you know, that you're wrong, and this is how shallow we've gotten as, like, a human race.
Brian, I appreciate that very much. Listen, I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening in Houston. I appreciate you calling in. Please call in any time. Thanks for the call. And you know, along what Brian said, I've kind of lost my train of thought because I was thinking about something else. But I wanted to bring up a quick comment about something that he just said about listeners and not being dumb. I'll think about it in just a moment. There's some new polling out on President Trump when it comes to inflation, when it comes to tariffs, and when it comes to immigration. I'm going to share those with you in just a couple of minutes. Here's another song from the soundtrack of the movie UHF, which hit movie theaters on this day in 1989. I'm sure you'll recognize the tune here. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1987, it was epic. This is the day Guns N' Roses released their first album, Appetite for Destruction. It included Welcome to the Jungle. And man, these guys were as big as rock bands ever get. When they were on top, they were as big as anybody. They knew it, and they acted like it, too. I'm Scoot on the Air Monday afternoon, but hey, don't worry, it's going to be Friday before you know it. Let me share some polling numbers with you. A new CBS poll is out. 64% of Americans disapprove of Donald Trump's handling of inflation. Only 35% approve. Last March, which was kind of recently, 54% disapproved. Now 64% disapproved. Now 35% approve. Back then, 46% approved of the handling of inflation. So inflation has gotten worse. Donald Trump said he was going to end it day one. He was going to end inflation. It didn't end. And during the campaign, I told you he wasn't going to end inflation and got called a Trump hater for that. But it turns out that I was right about that, and I wasn't trying to be a Trump hater. I was just trying to be honest about it. Presidents don't have that much control over the economy. As far as the new tariffs are concerned, the new poll shows 60% of Americans oppose the tariffs. 40% are in favor of the tariffs. On immigration, 56% of the respondents now disapprove of Donald Trump's handling of immigration, one of his key issues. 44% approve. Back in March, 46% disapproved and 54% approved. So it's almost opposite. Now, 56% disapprove and 44% approve. 64% of Americans do trust President Trump's policies on bringing border crossings down. And I would agree with that as well. But it's the way Trump is handling immigration, particularly with Stephen Miller in the background. Stephen Miller just appears to be a hardcore racist. And if you're brown, if you're black, he doesn't want you here. And I think that's a shame that somebody that close to the president of the United States is that way and has influence over the president. There's video of this man. Now, look, this man did threaten ICE agents with a weed whacker, some kind of weed eater, weed whacker device. He threatened them. But it's a typical situation like with George Floyd, where the man is on the ground and they're just beating him. They're beating him in the head while he's on the ground. They've got all these men on top of this guy, and they're still beating him. You know, I realize that he attacked them or tried to attack them with like a weed whacker, and that's wrong. He shouldn't have done that. But arrest him for that. Arrest him for whatever. But once somebody is under your control, you can't continue to beat them. That's not protected by the law. And ask Derek Chauvin about that, the police officer who's in prison right now. His ass is in prison because he thought he could continue to beat George Floyd. And George Floyd died as a result of him being on top of him. Then there was a baseball coach in somewhere in upper New York. And the baseball coach told the kids that they are Americans because they were born in the United States and they are American citizens, and to ignore the ICE agents. An ICE agent showed up at a baseball game to look for kids to deport. And I just don't think it has to be handled that way. If somebody's in this country illegally and you want to get them out, handle it in a less brutal way. There are ways to handle things. And the way the Trump administration is handling this, the whole immigration thing with the outfits that they're wearing, and they're wearing outfits. They're wearing outfits designed to intimidate. And to go to a baseball game with kids playing and to look for brown kids that you can just grab and deport, that's not the right way to handle this. But this is Stephen Miller. This is Stephen Miller in Trump's brain. And that's why 56% of the respondents disapprove of Donald Trump's handling of immigration. And this was supposed to be his grandiose issue. So it's not about deporting people. It's about deporting the right people. And it can be done in a less aggressive way. It can successfully be done in a less aggressive way. But the Trump administration chooses to do it this way. And they choose to make the ICE agents look mean and intimidating. Now, of course, this is my opinion, but I don't think that this is the right way to handle it. I'm not against getting the wrong people out of this country, but you can handle it in the right way. All right. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2023, in Kuala Lumpur. Yeah, Malaysia. That's it. Kuala Lumpur. 1975 frontman Matt Healy, who once dated Taylor Swift, he was speaking out about the country's ban on homosexuality by kissing his bass player, Ross McDonald, in protest. The Malaysian government responded by canceling the next two shows that they were to appear at. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, sports talk with Mike Dettillier and Steve Geller coming up next. And over the weekend, the Saints signed their second-round draft pick, quarterback Tyler Shuck, to a fully guaranteed four-year deal worth $10.8 million plus a signing bonus of $4.5 million. Can you imagine just getting $4.5 million in the bank and just getting a four-year deal for $10.8 million? Wow, that would be just amazing. I have no idea what that feels like. All right, we'll have a lot to talk about on the show tomorrow because even though it's summertime, there's a lot going on. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director and brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, and traffic with Court DP. Join me on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to Scoot on the Air Substack by downloading the Substack app. As always, I thank all of you for being part of our show. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.